This recording, Main 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. She was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. This area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. Then she got there. There was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I couldn't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I worked for 40 years, so I was a policeman in police work for a lot of years. Well, I was a state trooper, yeah, for 20 years, and then I was in security work for Pratt & Whitney Aircraft. They get a aircraft plant up here, so I worked for them. Then I retired from there. Well, at Pratt, we just check people, you know, badges and check for, you know, routine security work, like for fires and, you know, that type of stuff. Production plant safety, too. First aid. That was part of the job. Well, I liked it all. It was just, you know, routine, regular patrol on the state highway, like the turnpike. I worked for a while. I worked in northern Maine for 5 years when I first was on there. I worked on the Canadian border. We worked with the Mounties up there. Yeah, great guys, incidentally. I was up in New Brunswick because they were on the other side of the river. Last week I was up in Buffalo. My son lives up there. Yeah, he had a great time up there. I was just visiting my son and his family. Yeah, they had football games on. In fact, my son went to the football game, and my wife and I stayed home with his kids so he and his wife could go to the football game. He's a big Bills fan, so now I have to keep track of the Boston Bruins and the Red Sox and the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. I have to keep track of all them teams now. Oh well, that's all I got to do. So I was stationed in the service out there, so I know California pretty well. Yeah, a couple of years. Well, I was in the Navy there. So, you know, usual things that sailors do. We just, you know, do the town, the clubs, like, you know, like that. So I liked it out there. It's a little cooler, and especially in the wintertime, it isn't too much different than around here, really. But you get down to Long Beach in San Diego, of course, it's nice down there. I was stationed down there for a while, about a year in Long Beach. I went on the Pacific. It was right between the two wars, and I went to China and Japan and, you know, like that. I was on a repair ship in the Navy, so we went to Lut Islands, Guam, and Wheaton and places like that. Well, I was in the Navy 4 years.